Brown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. Didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny with me to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, but she painted my eyes a little. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a spoon beside clean up to my hair. But it was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where I had grown pretty still. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thy no self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my hiding shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking Mama, what do I do? That riggedy shack. The welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't gone back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, but I made myself this solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life.
Yes, you are.
I downed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. Then I got me a Georgia mansion and an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I had no